I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia.
And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners.
And we're just following our dreams, you know, working to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right. And we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Super Mamas. How are you?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Super Mamas podcast. Thank you for joining us once again this week. Your favorite host, Bricia Lopez, the one and only, and Paulina. Thank you for tuning in once again. Guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Share an episode. All the things, please. All the social things. Do them. All the handles. _ Super Mamas.
And tag us.
Tag us.
To the show. Which show are you enjoying? Which episode are you enjoying? Which one do you not like?
I know.
You know, usually hate geared towards me. Totally okay with it now. Totally okay with it now.
She worked through her traumas.
Oh my God. You know, so funny. I don't even remember. This is like 3 years ago. I got like a nasty DM from a girl about like, oh my God, please. And like, it really hurt me. Mm-hmm. Tell me why this girl still following me and sent me like a little heart emoji the other day. But like, you can see the history of DMs. And I'm like, what? What?
Well, you changed her mind, you know?
I know. Yes. All that to say is that like, nada más encabronas para ti misma. Like, it doesn't, mm-hmm. long term doesn't matter. You know, like, they think they're not really thinking about you. So you shouldn't be thinking about them.
Mm-hmm. It's all about you. It's just whatever people say, I already realized, like, it's about them. It's not about us.
I was listening to a screenshot too, and I was like, remember this? Remember how this girl sent me a mean DM and it really hurt me? Like, it really affected me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? 3 years later, you're sending me like, oh, I love this heart emoji. Girl, thanks.
It's okay. It's okay. We've gone through it all. We've gone through it all. How was your weekend, sister?
It was when I had you all over. I made breakfast for my family. It was really beautiful to have everyone over the house. I genuinely and really loved having you all. And kind of like last minute. And it was great. It was the highlight of my weekend, having you all over and having some fun and just wholesome fun.
It was fun.
Mom is here this weekend. We got to hang out with mom, chat. I was engaged in the conversations with her. I miss her. And she was hanging out with the kids. She did the dishes too. And I didn't even interrupt her. I'm like, you enjoy doing this? So I'm just going
to
let
you. She does. Yesterday she came to my house and she went straight to the dishes. Like, just like, entró a la puerta y se fue derechito. I was just like, I'm not even going to say anything anymore. Like, mom, you know, no lo hagas.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Just do it.
Enjoy it. And like, yeah. So here's the thing. Like, I get it now. Mm-hmm. I understand now of this
cleaning.
Feeling of just wanting to be busy.
Contribute.
Here's the thing I figured out. I heard this on a podcast and I just thought, that is so true. Has your husband ever said to you, why don't you just sit down and relax?
Like, oh yeah,
just sit down. You don't have to do, you know, have to do anything. And this podcast was saying the story of, here's what happens with women. You know, when you go to a theater and you see a show, a play, mm-hmm. and then the actors are on stage and they perform, everyone's just watching them and they're entertaining everyone. And everyone's just like, wow, the show is amazing. What they don't see are, you know, the ushers, the people behind the scenes, the people like that are gearing everyone to their seat to make sure the show happens. Right. Mm-hmm. And the ushers, they are even wearing black. So they blend in with the crowd. They're not supposed to stand out. They're just there to get shit done and make sure nothing falls to pieces. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the show is the best. So we, as moms, we're the ushers. Like, we are thinking ahead of the game. Like, I have to wash the dishes now because later I'm going to have to make dinner. And then I have to like order groceries because if I don't do that, the whole week's going to shit. Like, there's things that you have to worry about.
Yes.
Like, you're thinking ahead. Like, you're ahead of the game. Like,
yeah.
And the dudes are just sitting there because things just happen.
Because I think like men can only do one thing at a time. And women, well, we're like, I mean, doing something and then we're thinking about all the other things that we're going to do.
Right. I just think it's like, we're just always trying to figure like how to keep the wheel turning.
Yes. Right? How to keep moving.
Like, it's not about just today. I'm thinking about Friday.
Yes.
I'm thinking about lunch. I'm thinking about like, oh my God, like my daughter needs extra underwear because now she's in preschool and now she's going to go through more underwear. And now she's going to, I need to order extra pants because now she doesn't need just 5 pairs of pants. She needs 15 because she's going to pee. She's going to have accidents and they're going to get so dirty that they won't be able to get washed. So, and it's like, well, which ones are affordable? Because, you know what I mean? It's like a lot of things you have to think about where.
It's 100% true.
Yeah. It's like his clothes is just washed and folded. And then he just opens the drawer and it's like, oh.
They just magically appear. I know. We have
magic underwear. They just wash themselves.
It's the magic of being a house manager. We're literally, our mothers are house managers. We need to manage everything at the same time. I felt the same way this weekend. You know, I've been staying home every weekend, just organizing and cleaning and stuff. And I didn't this week because I went with you. Then I went with mom shopping. Yesterday, we went to Smorgasburg. I went to see my husband because I hadn't really seen him. And at night, I was anxious because I was like, oh my God, like, I didn't even get to do prep for the week. I didn't get to do like prep for the lunches. No organicé el closet que iba a organizar este weekend. Like I was just like, oh my God, now I'm behind. Now I have to like carve out time during my week to do all the things that I didn't have to do. I was supposed to empty this thing. I was just like, my mind was going crazy last night trying to like see
Because you relaxed.
Because I relaxed a little bit. Because
you
I went out.
Just enjoy. Because you were enjoying.
I did. Life. I did enjoy it. And I was like, no, this is not the business. I can't be enjoying life like this. I have shit to do. It was fun, but I was like, no, next week. And then next weekend we have a celebration. And so like, I don't know.
Oh, my weekends are all taken care of for the rest of the year. This is it. This was the last weekend that I had to meal prep. So I have meal prep tonight, actually, Monday. We're recording this on Monday. Too. This is when I'm going to meal prep because I didn't meal prep yesterday. Because I went to a concert. Because I enjoyed myself.
I did enjoy. I allowed myself to have fun. And then.
Wait, so Saturday, Lisette came over, one of my best friends in life, who I love her dearly. So she came over. Eduardo had a play date. She did a full, like, Leonardo da Vinci on their face, a face painting. Okay. Ooh. So she did face painting and it was just like,
oh my God,
the most pristine, beautiful work of art she did on the kids. She was amazing. But anyway, so I had a play date and cooked again and I cooked for her. She was going to come over. And then Saturday evening, right? My son's friend got picked up and then like I sat down.
Oh, they had a sleepover?
No. He picked him up. Saturday evening. I'm saying this happened all Saturday. You guys came over.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I left. And then I had a second had my second service. And then I sat down. It was like 8:30 PM when I like finally sat down. And I was like, me duelen mis piernas. I was like, wait, I literally just realized. I'm like, listen, I just realized like I cooked and cleaned the entire day. I'm like, I just worked 2 shifts. I'm like, I feel like putting my feet up. I'm like, I'm tired.
Yes, it is exhausting. It's exhausting. I, you know, what's so funny that you were with Lisette. I met with 3 of my high school friends that night for dinner. We've been planning a dinner forever. And
you enjoyed yourself. I like cooked. I did like a whole chicken roast and vegetables and beans and did the whole shebang.
I didn't, you know what's so funny? I've shared on the show before how like I'm very open with my daughters and when I'm a Christian, I'm like, this is what I did when I was in high school. My friend burnt a bunch of pictures with that I have to show you. Those pictures cannot share those pictures. There's a lot of pictures of you and me that I'm like, what? I hadn't seen in such a long time.
Can you
send
those to me?
I'll show them to you. I'm gonna go see you. I'm gonna be like,
well, just send a picture of the picture. Why do you have to?
I don't want that picture. Leave it in my phone. I'm going to send it to you.
Ay, exagerada.
There's a few. Trust me.
Paulina,
we forgot. I mean, I know. But things that I was just like, what? I forgot all about all those things. You know, we were talking about with our guests about our Cholita stage.
Sometimes
and all that
Lisette
stuff.
Brings up stories of college and I'm like, I did that? She's like, yes, don't you remember this? I was like, no. And then I look at Agustina and I'm like, ay, Dios de mi corazón, que no salga como yo.
I know, for real. I was like, I cannot share this with my kids. Oh my God. Anyway, that was fun. I'll share. I'll show
you. Wait, send them to me now. Send them to me now.
Okay, I'll send them to you right now.
I want to see a live reaction of this.
Hold on. Let me show you. Let me show you. Let me show you this picture. There it is. I sent it your way.
Let me see, guys. This is live reaction. Bricia, live reaction. Oh, I remember this birthday part. Wait, what? Is this Jackie's house?
Yes. It was a ditching party.
That's it? There's also photos? What was he giving you?
Let me show you what you were giving me.
Is this an apple? Let's just say, is this an apple?
Yes.
Okay. So then I just said this is an apple. So y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Who was taking this photo? Wow.
See?
What a great older sister you are, Paulina. Let me just say.
No, excuse me.
That you are exemplary.
Let's just say that Bricia is the one.
I am a child in this. I am 14 years old here. You're 17. Who's supposed to take care of who here? Why? Thank you, Paulina. Let's just say you're an incredible older sister. And thank you for taking care of me. Yeah, thank you.
You were taken care of. You were taken care of.
Thank you for showing me the ways.
Look at that. I'm like, how do the, what? Like these pictures? What the heck? Oh my God, that was so funny.
I can never run for office now. There goes my political career. Actually, I'm not doing anything. So that's your political career that's ruined.
That's why I'm not going into politics. Let me tell you that.
I'm just a victim in all of this. So
you are not. You are not. You are an active participant.
You are the older one. You are the older one. Here.
No, let's not go there. See, that's what I mean. Like, I was like, what?
You are okay. You are my. You are 17, and I'm 14 here.
I'm not. You know, I don't know what to say. I don't even know how to feel about these pictures. I was like, I didn't even know these pictures existed.
For those of you who know what apples used to do back in the days, you guys understand what we're doing. Anyway,
if you know, you know. Anyway, let's talk about actually someone that actually went into politics, which is our guest for today.
Who definitely has the same vibe that we do in these photos. And I was like, and who also it has the same energy that these photos have. Paulina, for real. On the show today.
This week on the show, we have Liliana Perez, who is the cultural affairs director for the Los Angeles Chargers and is responsible for building strategic partnerships within California's dynamic and versatile economic, cultural, and social sectors. She's responsible for managing community engagement, especially with the Chargers' valued neighbors. Among her priorities include driving cross-functional alignment of internal divisions to provide optimized benefits to sponsors and fans. She is.
But besides all of that, though, she's just amazing. Yes. She's had a great career in politics and now in sports. She's an activist. I mean, she's an activist in so many different areas of just the world. And I really enjoy this interview. It's really fun. And I think you guys are going to enjoy it, too.
I think she's like a character. She's such a character. And I think her personality has gotten her to where she is.
I'm surprised she's high school photos with us.
For real. Yeah. I mean, she could have been 100%.
Yeah, I think that's her in the background.
But stay tuned after for our Super Mama Pick or Tip. But without further ado, here is Liliana Perez from the Los Angeles Chargers. Welcome to the show, Liliana. ¿Cómo estás? How are you, girl?
Pues así como dice mi madre por la mañana. A toda madre, ATM.
I love that.
I love you already.
I love her.
Hung out with you for all 5 minutes. In this backstage podcast. And like, I feel like you're my best friend now and we should hang out. And I want to go grab drinks with you because I feel like you would be really fun to go to the bar with.
Liliana is like the funnest person.
And this is so for me to say, acknowledging it's happy.
That's what I'm saying.
This is Liliana like on a Monday morning, beginning of the week energy. She's like, let's go. Let's do this. How are you, Liliana? Thanks for being here on the show with us today. I'm super excited for the Super Mamas to get to know a little bit more about you and all of your wonderfulness. And due to your personality, where it's taking you, I think, like, you know, I can see why you've gone to all the places you've gone. So before we get into it, can you please introduce yourself to the Super Mamas? Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you live with, what you do, ¿Dónde creciste? ¿Qué hiciste? ¿Cómo le hiciste? Everything. Please tell us all things, Liliana.
Mil gracias, Paulina and Bricia. And by the way, I've been friends for many years. And also, even before meeting you, we have a lot of dear friends in common. Mm-hmm. And I'm not stalking you. You don't have to file a restraining order against me. But I'll just tell you right now, I'm proud to say that at your restaurant, I used to be there more often with my mother and almost for 5-7 years. And religiously every Friday to listen to the beautiful live music and enjoy Garras de Tigre, you know. And so I'll tell you, I used to do it with my ex-husband, with my mother. But then after that ended, I'm proud to say that I had the 24-hour celebration. And I had like literally about 45 my closest friends to ascend. That first Friday I was going to be without my ex-husband. When I had 45 comadres and compadres who was going to be there to say, you know, because it's about creating your new memories. And so these amazing people created new memories and at your amazing restaurant.
Oh, I love this.
So that's my passion.
Our connection. And
with your community. I mean, with the space, your cultural space that you call home. And I call home.
Thank you, Liliana. I hope you got good service.
Your team is amazing.
I always freak out when people tell me they go to the restaurant. I'm like, did you get good service? I'm sorry if you didn't.
No, todos son un amor. Thank you.
I know. I remember I met Liliana last year during a luncheon with like different women. And we just got to sit across each other and we started talking. And she told me her story that she went to celebrate her separation, divorce, whatever, there at the restaurant. I was like, oh my God.
As you should, girl. Yes, girl.
Like some garras de tigres, some margaritas. Why not? You know?
Yes, always, always.
Como but dicen por ahí, para todo mal mezcal.
No, pues y luego, pues yo ya me les
y para todo bien también. Of course. No, I mean, celebration. Okay, so tell us who you are. We're into it already and we haven't even introduced you, so... A ver,
es un amor. Thank you so much. As the good Mexican that I am, Liliana Teresa Pérez Palacios, or Palacios Pérez, when you come to the United States, it's always, you know, they always mess it around. But I am the Director of Cultural Affairs for the Los Angeles Chargers. I've been calling the Charger family my own for the last 3.5 seasons. It's a role that didn't exist. I inaugurated it. And thanks to our chief of staff, Fred Mass, who brought me on board. And he says, you know, after a wonderful introduction and a wonderful meeting, he brought me on board because he says, I know a lot of people and I have to agree with him. But, you know, por vieja, I do. Pero I told him, I said, I don't know anything about football. I like nothing. I'm the annoying person that you don't want to have around you when the game is started because I'll ask questions or wanted to talk. And they're like, no, you are not allowed here. Go sit on the other side. But now I have an affinity, I have a love, I have a passion for all things Chargers, all things football, and our fans are amazing. Pero before joining the Chargers, I was in politics for 25 years and served 6 speakers of the California State Assembly and 1 governor, Governor Greg Davis.
Wow.
And so that's my professional trajectory is happened. Despite myself, you know, just to be very clear here, there's no planning in this crazy head. It was more about like, okay, ¿y qué más? What else? Pero esa lucha siempre como inmigrante. Esa lucha siempre como, I was undocumented. I grew up in Pico Union and I grew up with 2 sisters, my mother, my stepfather, who I didn't know was my stepfather, even though he's güero, que la chinga de más güero, que la chinga de blue eyes. And then when I was informed that he was not my natural birth father at the age of 10, I'm like, ¿cómo? You know, I was like, oh my God, qué pendejo.
You're so funny. How was that for you? Like, how was that experience for you? Like, was it like a super shock?
Well, you know, my mother remarried when I was 5 years old, and so he's been in my life. He was in
he's
our
your
life
dad.
Since. Yeah, as he is, with all the imperfections that it comes along with it, because I have to tell you, it was not easy. It was not easy. We grew up in a very violent home. I didn't know until later in my life that he actually suffered from bipolar disorder. Mm. And so it's like from one moment to the next, arrancaba. No, he didn't drink. He didn't do drugs. No era mujeriego, pero el señor tenía bipolar disorder. I says, like, I learned the consequences of that. And that, you know, violent home, violent community. But at the end of the day, again, esa lucha, you know, esa lucha and that eternal optimism, I get it from a mother too, and that we are our promise and not our pain. Mm. And it's like, even though we grew up with a bunch of little cholillos, and my mother never allowed me to speak ill of them, because in her mind, she's like, you may not ever judge these kids because they didn't have a loving parent or parents.
That's
you
true.
Know, you have that. And I said, yeah, pero también I have the other side too. And it's like, igual, pero tienes techo, cabrona. I'm like, yes, mommy. You're
No, you're right. We've been in the Pico Union area. I mean, the restaurant is in the Pico Union area. Yeah. So we've been there for over 25, like almost 30 years. And I remember, I mean, now it's so different, right? Like, oh my God, like it's such a coveted area. But growing up there, I remember it was a lot of gangs. It was a lot of things. We always share on the podcast, like how we used to get walked to the car every night by the staff at the restaurant because it was dangerous. My dad had to pay, como se dice, piso, you know, at the restaurant. And I remember also my dad always being very, very like strict and just not letting us. He would talk to everyone there. We would talk to everyone there. Yes. And just understanding the difficulties that people go through and how there is two different paths that you can follow, and it's your choice. You can choose what you want to do. And you grew up in there and you chose to better yourself and get out and grow. And look at where you are right now, girl.
Pero neta, I didn't choose it by myself. My mother kicked my ass at an early age. So let me be very clear here.
Our mom too, don't worry. Our mom too.
Yes. And so, well, and my mother, the way I translate it now is that if I wanted to be in a gang, she was going to jump me into her own gang. Yes. Oh, yes. I would put on my pinche, you know, bien cholita yo, no? And I put everything in my backpack.
We all did.
And
be, we all yeah, did, girl. We all did.
Thank
we all did.
You.
We all did. It was fashion. It wasn't it was even fashion. About trying to be in a gang. You know, first of all, Pugna and I would never survive in a gang, number one. Two, it was just fashion.
It was
just like what we learned to know that it's beautiful. And now it's everyone. Now it's back. It's fashion again.
Andale. Empezando con Gwen Stefani.
There you go.
Yes, it was.
She was in the Cholita. She was out there in the OC. Come on now.
You know, right? Yes. You know.
She was white girl from the OC. Yeah. She was not Cholita. Come on now.
No, she was not. No. Pero de que cultural appropriation at its best, implementing the fashion mystique of the Cholitas, the Cholas, and in her own mainstream expression. So it's kind of like, is it paying homage or is it taking advantage of? I don't know. Pero igual, para nosotras, if we,
It's a rite of passage. It's a rite of passage. And then, so how did you start in your political career? Like, how did you get into that world?
Because when it was in the year-round system, there was no traditional school system when growing up. And so I think it was implemented in the early 80s. And so as a result, we would have six or whatever, how many weeks of vacation. And my mother says, aquí no te vas a quedar. You're going to go to campus. You're going to find out. She didn't know what the word campus is, but she just said, vas a ir a preguntarle al maestro qué puedes hacer durante el tiempo que tengas tus vacaciones, porque aquí no te vas a quedar. Vas a ir a hacer algo, pero no te vas a quedar aquí. And I'm like, okay, ahí ando de este. And then, you know, so that's where they're like, oh, you get to intern. I'm like, oh, I don't know what that word meant. But I, you know,
work for
I
free.
Volunteered, I interned. Yeah, at the time, no sabía ni más. Yeah. And then, no, pero I'm like, okay, I'm going to, mami, me dijeron intern. Lo que sea, ve. Okay. So I went to go volunteer in elementary schools to help kids learn how to read. And I would volunteer, you know, and whatever, whoever would take me during the time. And then I finally volunteered with former Assembly Majority Leader Mike Roos, who was actually in the Mid-Wilshire area. And during that time, it was 16, 17, 18. I was the only one who spoke Spanish in the office. I was the only one who understood amnesty because I was impacting my life. And it was the height of the amnesty movement and people allowing to become legal permanent residents, thanks to the amnesty bill. And so people would call our office and I would be the one to help share the information, not because it was a state issue, it's just because I knew the information. Mm-hmm. And so, and it was just that natural point of knowing information and want to share the information for the betterment of somebody else, then that was something simple. I saw my mother do it all the time. We lived across the street from Legal Aid, but yet people would go, because my mother was the building manager for our neighborhood and for the building we lived in. And so todas las señoras and everybody would go to my mother if they needed a form filled out. And it's not because she wrote perfect English either, but because she was trying to figure out and help people. Mm. So I got that sense of helping, no matter what it is, I try to help. So they would go to my mother before going to Legal Aid. And so Legal Aid would literally, here's the form. They would not help fill out the form. Some of these parents had to do like restraining orders against their ex-husbands. Some of these people were trying to do their own immigration paperwork. And so she would tell them how to write it and in her broken English. But again, todo begins and ends with my mother.
That's so funny that you say that. Last week, I told my daughter, because she started middle school, and we were talking about making friends because she gets really attached to like one friend, right? And like, so I was like, you need to make my friends. And I said, by the end of the week, I need you to tell me two clubs that you're going to join in school. Then now that you said that, I was feeling guilty the whole time. I was like, oh my God, I'm pressuring her. I need to do this. And then now that you said that, I'm like, all right. I mean, I don't feel as bad. You know, I need to push her a little bit to become more social, to explore, to talk to people. All of those things are important and we don't really realize it. It was the same thing with us growing up with my dad. Like he would just be like, ponte a hacer esto. No, no, no tienes, te duele la panza, ponte a trabajar. Tienes esto, ponte a trabajar. Trabajo te hace falta. So like, I grew up.
I know, she's like, you're not sick, you're just lazy. Get up. I'm all like, I can't see from one eye. It doesn't matter. If you work, you'll be able to see again.
Yeah, se te va a olvidar. Se te va a olvidar, you know? But I was thinking about that last week. I was like, am I being too harsh on her? Am I being? And then now that I'm like, I'm hearing you, I'm like, damn, like moms really make a huge impact in our life. It's like, oy. So thank you. It's great to hear.
No pressure though. No pressure.
No pressure.
No. Pero sabes que, and that's what it is. It's like, thank God for your parents and thank God for you and who you are as sisters, as a family unit, period, that your babies don't have to live through that different trauma. Mm-hmm. Pero igual, that ethic and that sense of personal responsibility.
Yes.
And it's like, that's your mainstay. And so what you're just teaching or encouraging and pressuring is like, ni modo, she'll give. If she has, mira, if she's got trauma, she can deal with it later with her therapist about it, you know. But in the meantime, vámonos.
Yeah, like, you know, you have to learn. I feel like this is so funny because this weekend.
They got any therapy anyway.
They got any therapy anyway.
I love it.
They got any therapy anyway. But my mother-in-law sent me this like post over the weekend about how kids were raised before and how kids are raised now. And I was like, what are you trying to tell me? Like, she was like, what do you think about this, nuera? And then I was like, I don't know. I was going to say like, I'm still healing from it. I was going to reply. I haven't replied to it because I was like,
you
that's
just
a
left her unread, Paulina?
No, I said, I will read unread? It. No, I did, but I didn't engage in the conversation because that's going to be a long conversation. But he just like full circle that now we're talking about that. Like all the ways that we grew up and how it's what made us today. You know, like I have a sense of responsibility and going to work and like, you know, figuring things out and always moving, always trying to help people, always trying, because that was the way that I was raised. That was the way that my dad was. Like we think about the things that my dad used to do or my mom used to do for the community. And sometimes we forget, you know, that happened, but it's pretty much the same thing now. Like we just learn, we learn from our parents, they model for us. And it's, I mean, as a mom, it's kind of like a lot of pressure on me to like pass that on to my kids now.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't have children, but I have an 80, 19-year-old.
Facts. So do we. Well, he's got two, actually.
He got two. Yeah.
Pues sí, así es que luego I don't have, so I needed to, I'm proud to say my mother's caregiver, primary caregiver. And so she's got dementia and she's got terminal illness. So it's kind of like, and also she teaches, but she's, mira, the moment she gets away, rid of her feistiness, I'm going to lose her because de corajuda, de este, you know, temperamental. Oh my God. Pero igual, it's part of her magic, it's part of her. She's a sweetheart, but she's got a strong ass attitude. But then she's like, this is what's taken me to, she's like, you're lucky to have my attitude because otherwise this is how far we've gone together. And I'm like, you're right, mama.
No, that's right. True. It is true. It is true. It is 100% true. Like, I don't see my dad or my mom being different. Like, it's just who they are. And that's just what it is. And we got to love them and accept them the way they are. And hopefully our kids will do the same thing for us. So you were in politics. And so you started working your way up. And tell us what, and then what happened?
The accidental journey of my career. But I know there's no such thing as accidents. It's just, there's no coincidence. It's just, it is what it is. And the thing that I can tell you in retrospect, the things that I always cared about regardless was women's issues, LGBT issues, immigrant rights, Latino community issues, and poor people's issues. Those are my common mainstay no matter what I did. And so those key areas that I care about, I carry within me in my different gigs and my different opportunities and being able to, when I first started working for, even as I've always been an activist, you know, even from beginning with Cal State Northridge, when I was able to be accepted as an E1, broke as shit, but still I'm like, I need to save the world. You know, when I took the bus, I was a housekeeper. And so until for a year, and then I'm, because las señoras in the neighborhood would say, you're being exploited. And then because I didn't know that you were not supposed to be paid $25 a week. And they would still take away, and they would still take away, deduct me if I asked for a cereal, you know. So
$25 a week?
Yeah, in Encino.
Oh my.
No. All the way in
Encuentras,
Encino?
Encuentras a familia. Encuentras a familia, Liliana.
No, llámeles. Yeah, what comes around goes around.
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
Oh, no te preocupes, I did.
No, y hasta la pinche señora, unas amigas de ellas, de que, oh, come, get me water. I'm like, the water is right there and their cups are right there. You may help yourself. I can't believe your attitude. Well, I can't believe you cannot do this yourself. So, you know, even with back then, I was like, there's something wrong here. Mm-hmm. Is that I was honored to be able to work, you know, and live in a place. And, you know, and they said, well, do you know how to clean and cook? And I'm like, I don't know how to do none of that shit. But I'm like, yes, pero igual, that you got what you pay for. Pero no, I took care of the family.
So you were a housekeeper. And then how did you go to the...
And then housekeeper my first year at CSUN. Then at CSUN, basically, then after I left that family, that circumstance, I ended up being an activist on campus porque ando bien metiche en todo. Mm-hmm. Metiche en Mecha, Movimiento Estudiantil, Chicanos de Atzlán, with Mujeres de Atzlán, with community solidarity with people from El Salvador. I'm not freaking from El Salvador, but I found an affinity of the struggles of my fellow immigrants. And then Students Against Apartheid. I'm not South African, but I andaba de metiche. And then, what else? Amnesty International. I saw myself in a very comfortable place being a global citizen, helping people in struggles. So that's the whole thing. Is like, I have struggle. I know struggle. Let me be there. So that always had that impulso. And some, Students Strong Queers United Against Homophobia. And Gay Latino Unidos. And on campus, the first one under Mecha in the nation at CSUN. Pero ahí andaban de metiche. Because my ass needed to focus on graduating. And I forgot that you're supposed to do that. And what I ended up doing is just everybody was graduating. I'm like, how could I change that? Where's everybody? Finally, I hunkered down and I was a graduating senior 6 years later. Don't judge me. But always still an activist during 1984. I'm 94. We had our Northridge earthquake, so I got a job to help immigrant families advocate for themselves. on how to receive emergency services. And then right after that, I was asked by NALEO, National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, to help them with their citizenship workshops, because it was 187 had just passed as a statewide initiative. And it was the anti-immigrant bill that basically would deputize every freaking government worker to be an ICE agent, or now with immigration agent. So I was doing that, and I'm very proud that I had a team of my, you know, my family members and friends, 15 of us would go to every community, and we have minimal 500, 1,000 people that we help process every weekend to get their paperwork to become U.S. citizens. So I that's how I met a lot of the elected officials, local, federal, state. I met everybody. So by the time that they thought I was a full-on professional, little did they know, she don't know what the fuck she's doing. But I did it because, you know, she has a lot of passion. But when Antonio Villaraigosa's district director, Susan Manriquez, who continues to be my sister to this day, she was letting me know, along with some other people, oh, we're looking for a scheduler. Yo no sabía qué chingados era eso, pero I'm like, and then I pulled her to the side and I said, I'm interested. She goes, but you have this massive job. And I'm like, this is on contract. I'm sure we'd be happy to have you. So Antonio Villaraigosa was my first job. And he says, okay, you're going to bring you in, but you better graduate. You better finish your degree. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Ni madre. Ni madre. I'm like so fucking poor of being poor. So tired of being poor. And so afterwards, I'm like,
this is just a story of persistence, Liliana. I am loving the story so much.
You don't even know. Accidentally. So I'm just saying. Pero igual. No tan solo tenía mi chamba con Antonio. I didn't know what a scheduler did, by the way. And I didn't know that it was, you're supposed to keep, it's a personal secretary, so to speak, and to keep the calendar and to be able to keep the calendar locally in Sacramento y toda esa madre. And I'm like, I barely can be able to know how do I take care of myself the next day, let alone be in charge of this man's life. Pero I did it. And then instead of getting fired, because they saw the potential in me, I got elevated to become a field representative. And so, because they're like, I think you're more of a community organizer type than a day-to-day person. And I'm like, that's right. So anyway, you know, it was great. So after Antonio, Governor Gray Davis. And then after Governor Gray Davis, it was Fabian Nunez. And after Fabian, it was Karen Bass.
Wow.
No, mentiras. John Pitt. Oh, chingado. I think it was John Perez, then Karen Bass, and then after Karen, it was, okay, I'm mixing up. But anyways,
all those people. You were there with all those people.
Anthony Randon, Tony Atkins.
And wow. So
a lot of beautiful people who helped shape who I am today. And to be honest with you, I'm so grateful for every experience. And each one was uniquely different.
I love that you've just I love that you've created your own narrative.
Yes.
And you never allowed anyone to say no to you. And you didn't allow yourself to get in your own way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you
Oh, no, I did. Oh, girl, I did. Oh, no.
Oh, well, whoa. Okay. I just feel like you always said like, yes. Like, you know what I mean? You were fearless. Like, you never said, I can't do this. Like, I'll figure it out. And like, let me take this opportunity. That's what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, you allowed, you gave yourself permission to say, you gave yourself permission to say yes when other people may have thought, no, I can't do this. Like, I don't know what a scheduler is. I won't take this job. But you just, by sheer will, figured it out and has gotten you where you are today.
And Benicia, I'm going to record what you just said, because it sounds so much nicer than my own version.
Don't worry, it's recorded on the podcast. You will be able to listen to it.
I like your version better than mine. Mine was like, fucking shit. I don't know how to do this. But I'm Mexican. So let's do it.
I like it. I like it. That attitude, because a lot of us don't have that. A lot of us don't have that, Liliana. A lot of us are like scared. A lot of us move with fear. You know, I've had to work through a lot of that, a lot of my life. Just like, ay, no voy a poder. And I think like you start putting those blocks in your head, no puedo. And then you're like, yo sí puedo, yo voy a hacerlo. You're just like, voy a hacerlo. You don't have that,
you talk, the way that you speak to yourself, you're like, pues puedo, a ver cómo lo hacemos, ahí lo figuramos, but I'm going to do it, you know, like, and that has gotten you to where it's gotten you. I mean, you just named a list. If you are, if you know politics, you just drop a huge list of people that have are like way high up there. I mean, you work with the governor, you work with like our current mayor. So, I mean, those are like, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And you should give yourself a lot of credit for that. I mean, it's gotten you to where you are. And I know, I remember when we met, you said that the position that you are in with the Chargers didn't exist. It was created. And you're the person that does it. I'm like, imagine you walk into an organization and you create a una posición just for you. Like, how dope is that? Like, that's awesome.
Y en eso, mira, sí sufro de, en ese concepto de que, de el que, do I belong here? And so, it's like heavy, heavy. Pero igual, fear is always there, always there. But it's like, pero igual, and I'm like, but because I move away from standing still and just because I have to move into just going, just doing it, just being audacious, because it's not just about me. I cuido mi viejita. And it's like everything it begins and ends with my ability to be able to sustain our household. Honestly, I feel like very blessed because even when my mother, she was identified as terminally ill in 2017, and the doctor said that she's only going to be with you for 2 to 3 months.
Wow.
I left my job. Well, no, I took a long, I step away from my role. My role was reorganized and it was removed. It was during the time of transition. You never leave during the time of transition because that is out of mind. I was demoted twice when he came back. Pero para mí, it was like, I don't care. As long as I get quality time with my mother, that is so essential for me. And at the end of the day, ¿para qué vivo yo? No por mi trabajo. ¿Para qué vivo yo? Para estar al tanto y siempre presente para mi madrecita que tomó con mucho sacrificio. Estoy yo aquí. Uh-huh. Por eso mínimo yo puedo darle ese amor y atención que me dio a mí. Entonces, digo eso sabiéndose que I don't know if I was going to have a job. I didn't know. But all I knew was that I have faith in God. And so that's all I had. But moving from that moment on, now my viejita has been with me to this day. And to from then on, I received not only shortly after a promotion, after I got demoted twice, then I got a promotion to be the Deputy Director of Protocol and International Relations for Speaker Anthony Rendon. And so for me to be able to say, by the grace of God, I move forward. And so that's the thing. And I'm not trying to be all preachy. Mira, you can call it goddess. You can call it universal.
Hey, we're big on our faith here. So you're talking to the right crowd.
Ándale, pues igual, pero para esos que no son creyentes, y God bless you too, or más bien, adelante con lo tuyo, todo se vale. Pero para mí is this. There's something else greater than all of us. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the thing of giving back is so critical for me. And I think that because my Lord knows my intentions. And so I think that I've been blessed because of my intentions. And it's not, I don't do it for being transactional with my spiritual being. I do it because me nace. Mm-hmm. Y Diosito Santo me ha dado tantas bendiciones. And it's being part of the Charger family is otra bendición. It's a fourth generation family, Greek American family, originally from Stockton, but Chargers was born in LA in 1960, went to San Diego and was there 50 plus years, came back to LA in 2017. I've been part of the Charger family since 2019. And so for me to be embraced by being all, this is what you see is what you get. No cambio, no cambio. Y unas veces I'm like, oh, should I speak English a certain way? Ni madres, I'm going to be myself. Eso es lo que me he llevado, es lo que voy a hacer. Por eso mis colegas, and they're like this. Are you always like this? Y sí, claro que sí. A huevo.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Ivana, for sharing your story. Definitely full circle. I am also huge. I believe in God. So, you know, God is everything. And recently I've been thinking more, I've been getting a lot of messaging about, you know, giving back, thinking about others. And I think you're the perfect example because you're so selfless. You do a lot of work for other people. You're thinking about your mother. You're thinking about your communities. You're thinking about all the people that are struggling. And that translates into blessings. And that is why you are where you are. I love that you are yourself unapologetically. Yo quiero ser como tú cuando crezca. I want to be like, I just honestly, I'm like, damn, I want to be like you. I've always admired women like you. And because I think like a lot of the times we try to be something, we try to have filters for other people and you don't. You're just like, this is me, take it or leave it. And it's gotten you to a lot of places. So thank you for being such an example for other women that are trying to make it in the world. And thank you for coming on the show and sharing your story. Why would you tell your younger self now? And then tell us also where they can find you, where they can follow you, where they can learn from you, please.
Thank you so much. You know, and I'm so honored to be invited by both of you. Like I said, I have nothing but the utmost admiration and respect for you and your family and for what you do day in and day out in terms of giving your whole selves and presenting your whole selves, no matter what medium is before you. So thank you for being a positive light in everything that we do as mujeres de poder en este país y que lo hace y lo embellece día al día. Y al final, pues este, ¿qué te diría? The younger self, my younger version, I don't have any nostalgia of being young for whatsoever. I'm 52 years old. I'm going to be 53. I love being my age. But being my younger self, I always say, mamacita hermosa de mi vida, don't live with a boy or a girl. Yes. Figure it out. You don't need the validation of a partner to make you feel whole and complete. Being afraid and being fearless, you just find their balance and knowing that you're never going to be alone. Mm. So it's kind of like we need both.
Yeah.
We need both.
Thank you, Liliana. That was awesome. You're awesome.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show. We can't wait to hang out. We got to hang out properly.
Where can they find you? How can they follow you?
I'm on Instagram and on Facebook. And and Twitter at Global Tapatía.
Oh.
And Facebook is Liliana Perez, and Global Tapatía is both Twitter and esta madre Instagram. Pero igual LinkedIn is a very important place. I know it can look. Pero LinkedIn is very important, especially if you want to pursue a career in NFL, career in sports. I'm also a board member of Women in Sports and Entertainment. And so I'm also the director of DEI. So I do encourage you to reach out and so that I can be that support system for you to step into a space that you're going to give all of your greatness into.
I love it.
Thank you, Liliana. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Yeah, and stay tuned for what's next. We're back on the show, and I'm going to do a complete 360 from our intro where we were being baddies. Now we're going goodies. Okay. Now I know what a baddie is. Now I can tell my kids I am a baddie. Yeah.
Liliana's a baddie for sure.
Baddie. I want to actually share a book that I'm reading.
Wait, no, before that, I came prepared this time, like for real.
What?
With a bomb ass pick. It's going to change your life. And I'm going to bring it back to the intro when we're talking about dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all have no idea how incredible this product is that I'm going to put you on. Have you ever heard of the Brillo steel wood, Brillo soap pads, like Brillo scrubbing pads?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's weird because I thought it was like a Mexican brand because it's called Brillo, but it's like, I guess it's Brillo because everything is in English. Like when I actually looked at the box, everything was in English. So it kind of like messed me up a little bit. You should Google it, Paulina. It's called Brillo.
Oh, I see it.
LLO.
It is. And it is Latino, I think.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
They just translated everything because we're in the United States.
But can you find this in Mexico?
Yeah. We can. The soap pads.
But have you used these before?
I have not. I have used a version of them, not necessarily this brand, but I have used similar to this.
Okay, I don't. If you would have used these, you would have remembered. This is magic. Magic to the point where I even showed mom and she was like, what? Like, what is this? I don't even know how to explain it to you. But okay, you know how in your pans and the outside, especially if you have steel,
when they get dirty, they're just dirty.
They get dirty. These pads will make all of that disappear and will make your pans just sparkle.
And it's like an eraser. And you don't even have, and they don't mess up your pants. That's the other thing. They don't scratch them. Because sometimes when you use the steel one, you know, the one that, like, if you use, like, Gomet or you use, I think another pick of me has been, I really like Barkeeper's Best Friend. But, like, now I'm going to stop using that. And I'm only going to buy these steel pads.
Do you use it on, have you used it on your estufa? Does it scratch?
Yes. No, it doesn't scratch anything. That's the thing. It's like.
That's what I need.
It's just shine. I don't even know how to. I don't know if I am.
Hello, el brillo. Shine.
But I don't know if I'm conveying this to the point of how incredible it is. I can't even give it justice of how great this is. Look, 5 stars on Amazon, 2,500 rating.
Ooh, I saw it.
No, this is.
I'm going to try them because I'm looking for something for my estufa.
This is it. Like this is all you're going to need. You're going to use this on your pans and wherever, and your mind's going to be blown.
I'm going to add it to my cart. Add to cart.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you being prepared.
Downside is that you can only get 1 or 2 uses only per pad, and it comes with a box of 18. So you do have to buy them constantly, but worth it. Worth it.
Yeah, totally. I mean,
amazing.
It's better than having a scratched up stove.
Ask mom when I showed her. She's like, how do you do this? I'm like, watch this, mom. And
I'm going to ask her.
What?
Crazy. Well, one of the things that I, on my
try
tip
to follow
this
up
week,
that one, Paulina.
I know. Oh, damn it. Well, you know, a lot of the conversation that we had with Ileana was about her. She's very giving. Yeah, I think she worries about people. And this is a book that was recommended by our coach, Victor. Because I was talking to him about this year, my goals at the restaurant is to increase customer service and empathy, like showing empathy to my team. And so he recommended this book that I'm loving. It's called The Go-Giver. And that's the book that I'm reading. I know we've talked about reading more this year. So that's the book.
I haven't followed up on that.
I am reading. So it's the Go-Giver. It is by Bob Berg. It also has 5 stars on Amazon with 6,661 reviews. 5 stars. Get this book. It's a story. And I love books like that are stories but teach you lessons. And it's a good book for business. It's called A Little Story About a Powerful Business Idea. I love it. It's good because it's 5 different lessons. And the first, like, you have to read it. And then apply that lesson that day and then move on to the next one and the next one. So I really like it. I've already applied it. I love it. Get that book, guys. Read that book. It's going to be, if you're a business owner or just not a business owner, but just in general, get that book. You're going to love it.
I love it. Well, that's it. That's the show. I got to go because my boss gotta get on calls. And I don't want to interrupt him. All right.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey sisters, thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your Super Mama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Call into our hotline, 424-329-3707, and leave us a message or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Much love. And
see you next week. Super Mamas!